Here with me, I've got Dave Murdoch, who works for New Holland. And let's first of all learn what you do, Dave.
I am actually the windrower field marketing specialist. So I work with the self-propelled windrowers to help market them across North America.
Well, I know you've got a number of new items of equipment when it comes to the hay and forage business that have been that have come out this year. Looking at your area in terms of preparation for that and the equipment to do that, tell me what's new.
We have several new pieces of equipment. We've introduced a new model tedder, a six-rotor tedder this year, the model H5270. It's a hydraulic fold unit, six-rotor, 25'7" working width, folds up to a 10-foot transport width. So it's a very easy unit to get down the road or through a narrow gate, but yet it folds out to a nice wide working width out in the field. We also have our self-propelled windrowers here. We have a sickle head unit and we also have a disc head unit. The disc head that's on this particular unit is our new model 770 HD disc head. It is an 18-foot cut disc head, which is the largest header in the industry for disc mower conditioners. We have modified this or improved this now. We have a full-length auger going all the way through this unit, counter-rotating discs all the way across so that it cuts the crop better. We also have the Momax cutter bar assembly on all of our disc cutting products now. So that means everything from our disc mowers, three-point mounted disc mowers, all the way up to these big self-propelled units, uses the Momax cutter bar. This is a sealed system. Each module runs in its own oil bath, and it's sealed from every other oil bath or every other module. So if something does go wrong inside, the contamination doesn't migrate across the cutter bar, which is a very good point if you have to repair a unit. We've also incorporated now our Shock Pro hubs, protection hubs. So if a customer runs into a field obstruction, a rock or something in the field, the hub is designed to fail. It'll absorb the shock load of that impact, but yet it'll still turn. It'll find its own spot, and it allows the customer to keep driving. The repair cost of a Shock Pro hub, if one does fail, is $36. So it's very inexpensive to replace. You can do it in the field in about 10 minutes. So that's the big thing there. We also are offering our new merger assembly, our doubling merger assembly this year for the units that are working with the 15.5 or the 18-foot disc heads. Allows us to bring two windrows together side by side. If you're in a situation where you want to provide more capacity for a pull type or a self-propelled forage harvester, this allows us to double the capacity of the machine with the same number of trips through the field. So.
Well, sounds like you got a lot of things going on in this whole area of the business, and I assume business is good?
Business is very good this year, yes, yes.
How about here at the show? Have you are people interested, and how would you just describe the activity so far?
The attendance has been a little light. I was really kind of surprised, but we have had many, many positive comments. Customers are in the market to buy. They've got some money in their pocket now. The prices are good. My personal feeling is that they've been, you know, nursing the old equipment along for a lot longer than it needed to be now, and so they are definitely shopping. I look for a good third and fourth quarter.
Well, thank you very much, Dave Murdoch with New Holland, and we're here at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.